Hello.
Hello, I'm speaking with Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kevin. My name is Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm not bad. Mate, yourself?
Yes, I'm really well. Thank you, Kevin. For protection reasons, can I get your get you to confirm your address for me, please?
Is it 3 Bradfield Gardens?
Yes, that's fair. Thank you very much for that. Okay, Kevin, just to let you know, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Ah, no problem.
Okay, perfect, thank you. So, yeah, Kevin, I'm not going to keep you too long on this phone call. I'm going to be about 10, 15 minutes, and in that time, I'm just going to gather as much evidence as I can. Obviously, I know about your time in care, but all I want to know is how it's affected you, and if it does affect you still to this day, and obviously how, you know, all the process you've gone through from your time in care to now. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can, is that okay?
Aye.
Perfect. So I just want to start off just by knowing, have you got any mental health issues that you couldn't suffer from with, sir?
I'm pretty sure I've got them, aye, but I'm not diagnosed yet.
That's okay. Do you want to tell me what you feel like the struggles are then with you know, is it like, you know, is it depressing that you're anxious about things?
Aye. The first stages of depression and anxious and that day, mate, aye.
Okay.
I don't really thought about all this, no one's so fucking like lately, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do understand, and you're not the only one who, you know, wants to put it at the back of the mind and forget about it, but it's not until the likes of now where it does all come back up. But just reassure yourself that it's, you know, it's all coming back up for the right reasons. You know what I mean? You're getting, you know, you've got a good law firm behind you now who is wanting to fight a good case for yourself, which, you know, you rightly deserve, you know, the help for it. So yeah, you're not alone in this, Mr. McGowan, okay?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. So alongside feeling, you know, a little bit depressed and stuff at the minute, are you feeling anxious about things? Do you have any flashbacks and stuff like that take you back to them moments?
Oh, it's just like the whole thing there, this is why there's been a wrong path in it.
Yeah.
Not be able to work, not be able to have a job doing and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just my whole outlook to like a lord of authority and all that, just, I don't know. Must have been like PTSD or some fucking thing like that, but honestly.
Okay. Okay, and one question that I do have to ask, but I hate asking anybody this, but it's just so I can get the best knowledge possible for the circumstances related to it. But have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, sir?
Aye.
Okay, and what was it? Was it an attempt to take your own life, or, you know, was it a self-harming moment for you?
Well, I fucking took cards and it was and things like that. I fucking tried to take my life for cards, you know.
Okay, sir.
Well,
honestly, Kevin, thank you very much for your honesty. You know, it does take some confidence to do so, and I really do appreciate you telling me that because it goes towards your case, it goes towards what I can fight for you. Do you know what I mean? How many times would you say you've attempted to do so, sir?
About 4 times, 3 times.
And were they all the same consequence? You said, you know, driving a car into a wall, were they all like that?
Twice driving a car into something, and once with tablets and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've been through a lot of drug problems over the years, but finally the last 5 months I've actually got myself clean at the moment.
Good on you, Kevin. I'm, you know, it's very good that you've been able to do so. You should be proud of yourself for that. So when you said one of the times was an overdose, was you admitted to hospital for any kind of result of that?
No, they gave me a drive one of the drives at my mum's door.
That's okay. Okay, sir. And do you depend on any alcohol or recreational drugs at the moment?
No, I'm on morphine. It's like a block, isn't it?
Yeah. So in them, obviously 5 months you've been clean and stuff. Before the, you know, you've been clean and that. What was it that you were doing, Kevin?
Heroin and crack. I've never left everything, mate. Everything.
Okay.
Well, about that fucking heroin, I've just locked myself away for the last 15 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my bedroom.
Okay, sir. That's no problem. Thank you very much for your honesty with them questions. I really do appreciate that. It does take some confidence to admit what you've admitted, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, are you currently registered with a GP or anything at the moment?
I am GP, but it's not a doctor, so I really am.
Okay, can I just grab the name of your practice, please?
To be sure, if you want to pull out one of them.
Yeah, of course.
Bramley Village Health and Wellbeing Centre.
Bramley Village
Health and
Health.
Wellbeing Centre.
Okay.
You like a postcode or not?
Yeah, I'm just doing a little switch on it now. I was looking at all that information. Okay, I might have had a little bit of a spelling issue there. Did you say Bramley Village?
Bramley Village Health and Wellbeing Centre.
Yeah,
Bramley.
Bramley. Yeah, that's what I've put in, and I've got it's come up here as Leeds.
Aye.
Oh, is that the one that he said, yeah?
Aye, that's what I'm on anyway.
Okay. My bad.
LS13-2BL.
Yeah. That's perfect, thank you. And how long have you been registered at this GP for, sir?
How long have I been registered, yeah? About 5 months.
Okay.
4 months, sorry.
Okay, and before this doctor's, where was you previously registered, if you don't mind me asking?
It was Scotland, it would have been Rankin. No, I was born. Yeah. Green Up Health Centre.
Can you spell that one for me, please?
GRENOCK. What was that doctor up there?
Okay, and is that in the cloud?
I mean, aye.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And how long was you at Greenock for?
Oh, I was probably just from there because I was a wee boy.
Oh, okay, perfect. For most of your life.
Aye.
Yeah. Just so I can pull all your medical records together.
Ah, no problem.
I do apologise for being a little bit nosy.
sorry.
Okay, so going to your care settings, we've got Kibble Children's Home in Paisley.
Aye.
Okay. And was you there for roughly about 2 years, is it?
I was Kibble, St John's, Gilson for a wee bit, and Barrack and Rain, Red Home, and
I just go through each of them case settings with you so I can grab all the details and then go from there then. Keep those children home. I've got the details there, okay. No crime. So, sorry, you was at, did you say you was at Kibble Survival 2 years ago?
Aye, that was another 2 years. I'm not on a bus or anything, either.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, honestly, like, don't batter your brain too much on exactly, like, how long. Just a rough estimate is also needed, because what I mainly do need is the care settings that you were in, so then obviously we can write to each council, whether it was maybe one council or multiple, we can, and then all your care settings and notes, or you know, whatever you was under, who designated you where, all that will all come back to us. So I've got a second care setting here of St John's Children Home.
Right, that was in Glasgow.
That was in Glasgow, yeah. This one, Glasgow.
The Great Home in Cross Hill, that was in Port Glasgow.
Okay, bear with me one minute, I'll just grab that one off, you know. Institution. How long was you at St. John's for, sir? Roughly?
Probably about 2 years, actually.
What is it? Okay, no worries. What was the next one that you said? Red?
Red Home. Red Home in Cross Hill Home. I was, I think they were before. Kibble, I think I went there for a wee bit and get, I'm not even 100%. I think I went to Kibble and then the M&M. I'm not 100%.
Okay.
No, they were on all the short spells, I think, before I went there.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Red Home. I'm just trying to find this Red Home one.
No, it was in Port Glasgow.
Where was it? Port Glasgow?
Yeah. Was that other place called something else with Red Home, or was it definitely Red Home in Port Glasgow? Ah, definitely Red Home.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll make a note of that one, because I can't physically find that care home. I found the other two, but as long as we write to the council, that'll come up within your feedback, don't you know what I mean?
Right.
So we've got Kibbles, we've got St John's, we've got Red Home. Did you say that there was another one?
Cross Hill.
Yes. Okay. Cross Hill. Okay, yeah, I've got Cross Hill Children's Home in Port Glasgow, Inverclyde. Okay, and how long was you at Cross Hill for, sir?
I think I was only like a month or something.
Okay, I've got 1 to 2 months. Alright, perfect. And once I get all these medical records and care setting records back on yourself, Kevin, would you like me to share these records with you?
Alright, please, aye.
Of course, not a problem.
And Balak and Rain also.
Oh, is he another one, is he?
Balak and Rain and Gilson.
Okay, would you mind spelling that one out for me, please?
Oh, Balak and Rain. You spell that?
B-A-R-L.
She's playing off one for both, right? I'm only passing that eyes in middle and area somewhere.
Yeah, no, to be honest, some of the names up in Scotland, they are hard to find.
It's B-A-L-L-I-K-I-N-R-A-I-N.
Sorry,
B-A-L-L-I-K-I-N-R-A-I-N.
So Ballas and Lane, Children's Care, I think. Was it Balak and Rain School?
Aye.
Okay.
So I got a reservation?
Yeah. And how long did you go to Balak and Rain for, sir?
Well, yeah, after about 2 or 3 months. Over, I had a place I saved over Christmas and New Year.
Sorry, did you say 2 or 3 years?
No, 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months. Okay. Clients. Okay, sir. So thank you very much for all that information. As I said, I'm going to write it to your care settings and also your GP. Once I will see them records come back, I'll share them with you via email. The email I've got for yourself here is kevinmcgowan906@gmail.com.
Aye.
Okay, perfect, sir. All right, Kevin, so it is going to be myself that is going to be with you on this journey. This journey is going to be roughly around 6 to 12 months. It's not a quick turnover, roughly with the evidence that we've got to gather and build the case for you. Mm-hmm. But obviously, yeah, you have been recognised by the Scottish Government as a vulnerable citizen by giving us a case number for your case. So they want to listen to this case on obviously the trauma that's happened to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this does go to independent panels in Scotland. You or I don't have to attend anything. This is all done behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Obviously, once a decision is made, I will obviously be in contact with yourself as soon as possible. But obviously, until that time, I'm here to update you every 4 to 5 weeks on obviously how our case is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any updates, what I've got back, what I'm doing, obviously, so you are kept in the loop. So I do work for you now, Kevin. I am here for any questions, anything that you need further help on, anything that you even remember. That you mightn't have told me or one of my previous colleagues on the phones. That's what we're here for. Is just obviously just asking yourself how to say my name. And
I was sitting when I was talking to the last and she said you were going on the phone. I was going to set that notepad and trying to remember all the things, you know what I mean? Starting to come back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And even sometimes, like, seeing the records, once they come back, you can kind of put yourself in their moments and be like, well, I didn't tell them this, and I remember this happening, that's telling me, so little things can pop up. So obviously, the more open that you are with me, like you have been today, the more of a stronger case that we can build for yourself. Okay, so just before I do conclude this phone call, obviously, I just want to make you aware of, you know, the options that you do have out there, as well as obviously using ourselves. So you do have the 3 options. One option obviously is, you know, you can apply for this application yourself without using a solicitor or a law firm, you know, by gathering your own evidence and creating your own case to put forward. The second option is obviously you can use another Scottish or English law firm or solicitor that take part in the government legal fee scheme, where they pay £2,000 per case, whether you win or lose. I can't tell you exactly for legal reasons how or the structure of what they do with their cases. But what I can tell you as an independent law firm here in England is we, as I said, we do work for you. We work on a win, no fee basis. So obviously for whatever reason, if the result doesn't go our way, we won't come and chase you for any fees, anything like that. So I just want to stress that to you enough. We don't put you under any financial pressure. Our fees are in the documents that we have sent to you. And basically they are 16% plus VAT, so it's 19.2%, and that's capped. Doesn't matter the compensation that you get, we'll never raise that figure. It's always, as I said, it's at a capped price. And obviously that just covers us for obviously the case that was built for you, and the work we've done behind the scenes for you. So yeah, just to double check before I do jump off the phone. Yeah, so we do have a cooling off period on your case, Kevin, which is due to expire in 2 days, the 17th. What that means is obviously from the initial phone call you would have got with my previous colleague, Gemma, she would have given you 2 weeks to, you know, go away, have a think, see what you want to do. If you do want to use ourselves or you want to use somebody else, that gives you that kind of 2 week period to obviously rip up any agreements signed by yourself and go elsewhere. It's down to yourself whether you'd like me to take this off for you today and we can get started on your case, or whether you want to keep that on until the 17th.
Ah, just go ahead,
No worries, sir. We'll have a move that off your case now. And yes, that's all I've needed from my end, Kevin. So do you have any questions for me before I go?
No, any questions.
All right, perfect, sir. Well, thank you very much for your time, Kevin. As I said, I'll be in touch with any updates, and obviously be in touch anyway every 4 to 5 weeks. In the meantime, save this number. As I said, my name is Aaron. And yeah, if you've got any questions, anything that pops into mind, just give me a call, okay?
Not a problem, man. Thanks a lot, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries, Kevin. I appreciate your time and honesty as well. It hasn't gone unnoticed. Thank you.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Have a good day, Kevin. Okay. You too, mate.